WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
There are a lot of people in a lot of places offering retirement advice. Many of these advisors suggest taking full advantage of employer-sponsored savings plans, maintaining a diversified portfolio, and quickly paying off high-interest debt. All of that makes sense. Another piece of advice that is often offered is to postpone retirement and work more years. This certainly makes sense in the context of inadequacy of retirement savings. As pointed out by writer Paul B. Brown, data from the Employee Benefit Research Institute's Retirement Confidence Survey indicate that 45% of workers ages 55 and older have less than $100,000 in savings and investments. Many of these folks will have some equity in their homes, however, and about 13% of baby boomers has a pension. But for many, their wealth simply won't go that far once they've stopped working. The most obvious solution is to keep working, let's say to the age of 70. By working 5 years more, a husband and wife who are both 55 today and who earn a combined $120,000 per year with retirement savings of $75,000 would end up with 47% more a year to live on at the age of 70, according to Brown. That all sounds great, but many people may not be healthy enough to work until the age of 70. And of course, employers have to be willing to keep people employed during those years. For WYPR and my greatly esteemed producer, Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.